Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On tonight's episode of Queen Sugar, we talk about Ralph Angel's close call with the law, and we find out about the night in question with Davison Goldie. Stay tuned for more. Welcome, Queen Sugar fans. Wow, tonight we have a lot to discuss. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
What's up, everybody? I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Urban Gypsy LA.
Love. What's up, guys? So good to be back. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. And wow.
Wow. We had an incredible episode. And tonight's episode, I love, was called As Promised. And we got a lot of answers that we were hoping to get. So it was
I wasn't ready.
Man. I wasn't ready. You know what? I should have been ready. My friend, who's also one of the writers on the show, her name is Kay. You're freaking fabulous. She texted me and said, I can't wait to hear what you think about today's episode. I'm like, girl, you just playing. I should have took that as, hey, guys, we should get ready.
Yeah, tonight we're going to find some stuff out.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. I wasn't ready. I could have gave us a head up.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Would have loved a heads up.
I apologize. Man.
But we start off the episode of the radio interview where Nova gets ambushed. And we were talking a little bit during that, and I thought Charlie was right to be upset. What did you guys think about her being upset about the way Nova spoke about what was going on?
No, it's funny because we were kind of arguing a little bit about it while we were watching, and we had like different moments. I think Nova obviously misspoke. Like, obviously, I don't think she was trying to go in on her sister because you could hear what she was saying. She was like, I wasn't calling your man a rapist, I was just saying rapist in general, blah, blah. It just sucks because in the context of what they were asking, you know, because Nova's the social justice girl, so she just went to the social justice moment and didn't realize your sister and brother-in-law is on the table right now.
Right, she's been doing so good staying out of it this whole time, but they were so politically incorrect about the topic, and she had to say something. Mm-hmm. But I did kind of feel like Charlie went a little hard because she hasn't really defended Davis this whole time.
Yeah. And then I loved what you said. You were like, wait, so, like, I don't get it. She happy with Davis right now? Yeah.
You know? But the family's supposed to close ranks, you know? You're not supposed to. Even if we have a rift, I don't want to hear it on the radio, and already my life's in the public sphere.
I do agree with that.
And that's I appreciate Ralph Angel when he said, listen, we got to cut her some slack. Like, her whole life is blowing up on TV. And I'm like, you know
that
what?
Is true.
Yeah.
That's
had,
so
like,
true.
That was nice for him to have a moment like that because he always seems behind. It was like, oh, wait, you're paying attention.
Yes. I was like, listen, Ralph, that pulled us all back, even
and
for
Nova,
me.
And Nova, you could see her register like, dang, you're right.
Like, her
I don't
life.
Know what that's like.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
and then there was a little bit, it really brought up that sort of like rape victim
conversation.
Absolutely.
So what did you, we had some talks about that as well, about what is consent and what's the level of consent and, you know.
Well, first, can I just give a huge shout out to the writer of this episode, Melissa Carter. You are, there's so many words because those scenes, those really amazingly controversial scenes were written so beautifully that we were all like torn. So, and a huge happy birthday to you as well. You're the bomb. Mm-hmm. She's also a co-showrunner on the show. So, like, I mean, how much more bomber can you be? Yeah. But with that said, that scene, man, I had so many questions. And as the male on the show, I was, you know, we were kind of going back and forth and we were talking too. Consent, sadly, is not as black and white as some people make it seem.
Yeah.
I want it to be black and white, yes or no, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not. And so many of the conversations that were had before it, you know, when we got to meet Goldie beforehand and we looked at her a certain way, we had a little moment, we're like, we don't trust her because of this or whatever, and then she comes back.
When we were discussing it, we brought up like four or five different scenarios to where four or five different ways you can look at that scenario. So it really isn't black or white.
Gosh.
But in that instance, I think Nova should have. No, I just think that was a slip up on Nova's end. You know, she didn't mean to because I feel like she's intentionally had her back this entire time, but she slipped up right there.
And that might be Nova's problem because we know, same thing with Ralph Angel. She barely visited him, but she's this big social justice girl.
Right,
so
right.
That might be a flaw.
It is. We see that Nova's human. I don't know if Nova knows she's human, though. I think we as the audience are like, oh, yeah, girl, you flawed.
Yeah.
And like, that was a slip up. But she'll be like, what do you mean? You know, I don't think she knows.
She doesn't see herself. She's too busy judging everybody else. Yeah. Telling everybody how they need to do things.
I didn't want to go in on Nova, but yes.
And I think the previews hinted at that. So we'll see. It seems like. But she went in a little bit on Davis. And what did you guys feel about that? Because I took almost a little bit of a front to that because, to me, what I saw was him resonating with the fact that they're two black men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she went in on that whole money thing. What'd you guys think?
You go first. you know
how
you
set him up.
I think it's a touchy subject when we talk about race and class. I mean, it's a level of intersectionality. So because he has money, there are certain privileges that he has that somebody that doesn't have money won't have, regardless of your race. But his race still plays a part in how he's seen and how he's able to move in the world. So it's a complex situation. But in that scene, I felt some type of way because I initially thought Nova was going in on him more so having Charlie's back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then we see when she gets in the car, she's not worried about Charlie. She goes in on Davis because she's still worried about Too Sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I don't know. She's not able to separate that. Like, you're at home talking to your
brother-in-law. Yeah.
Your brother-in-law. Yeah. Like, you should press him because he has his rape charge right now.
Yeah.
She hasn't even... Has she said anything to him about it?
No, this is the first time they really had a conversation.
That's what I'm like. Is it your real brother-in-law or just somebody that married your sister and you never said anything? Like, I don't... Because they don't have a real relationship. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jump to that. But I feel like they don't have a relationship. And I think that scene is so funny. As Nova was talking, she was like, how'd you get here, private jet? You know, whatever. Yeah. And I'm with her. And then she gets to the end, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not with you. Like, she said something that made it seem like he's not still black. Right. At the end of the day.
It was so dismissive of his blackness.
I'm like, no, but I don't actually think that's what you meant. Like, I think it is what she meant, but I do think she came off, like, she just totally disowned.
Like, she forgot the idea. Yeah, what's going on? She forgot that the way we're all viewed.
Right.
Because regardless of your money, the first thing people see is color.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's why I was thinking about another celebrity, like a LeBron or a Kobe or something like that, a Shaq or whatever. You know, somebody that could be in that situation that we currently don't hate, I guess, because we hate Davis. and so that's why I was like, oh, Nova, I want to be on your side. But then she went with that, and she was like, you know, you're privileged, this and that. I'm like, yeah, but he had to, like, earn that money.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like... Is he had privilege before he had the money, I guess, in a sense.
I mean, and we see celebrities, they get treated, they have
their
racism too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
We've all had, and we know celebrities, Oprah included, have been to stores and have been treated differently because of their race, regardless of how much money they have.
Exactly.
So you shouldn't have to come from a place where you're proving
something. Like, when you step to Oprah, you're confused. You're confused. And that's why... You're confused, but
I just love that we're having the conversation because I think that's the point, is that we're supposed to have the conversation.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to get you one way or the next.
Yeah.
It's supposed to just
make the dialogue happen. Right.
Good stuff, Melissa and Ava DuVernay.
And so, but then we have Ralph Angel, and this was just like, you know, when you just see it going downhill and you're just like, oh God.
Clinching.
Yeah,
like,
I know where it's going, I can't stop it.
That is exactly how we were. damn, he's opening the shed, damn.
Yeah. What did you guys think about his saga and getting caught up like that?
I was proud of him for finally standing up to the guy at work because I was wondering this whole time, like, why are you taking this man's mess?
Yeah.
Like, I remember you having the gun to the man's face on the farm not too long ago, and now you're letting this man just punk you like that.
Yeah.
So I was proud of him for standing up, but I was nervous as all get out when it was time to open up that shed.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that scene with... the aunt earlier,
it didn't
make any sense unless it came into play this time.
Yeah.
So I told, as soon as I said, she took it out.
And she knew. She knew because
I said it.
Ooh,
women
she's the
be
bomb.
Knowing. We be knowing. We got intuition and she didn't ignore it.
I wonder if I be knowing like that.
You do.
I'm guessing Ralph Angel never really valued. I'm guessing Ralph Angel never valued too many things to lock them up. Like, so she's now going, what do you now have of such a value that you're using this
for? We don't have no money, boy. What you talking about?
Like, what are you, blues pacifiers? Like, you stop? Yeah.
And the way the lock, because that lock was shiny and new.
Like,
just the way it looked against that setting was like, what's in there?
Yeah. I love that she was there for him in that scene. And it's even, you know, when he was trying to have that redemption moment at the end when he just goes, I'm sorry. I love that he didn't defend himself. He didn't do any of that.
He didn't explain it.
He just said, I keep letting you down. And I'm so sorry. And I wanted him to explain himself a little bit, only because I do feel bad for him. I'm like, well, let her know what really happened and this and that, you know.
Because there's nothing to explain. He was wrong. He was in the... You're on parole. There's no explanation for that, right?
Right.
Like,
and it's one of those things, like, when that situation happened, you could have said something. Like, if it was a situation before. Where you mm-hmm. getting bullied at work, like, come home and let us mm-hmm. know, like, so we can help you figure it out.
You know Ralph Angel. The pride is all over the boy.
Yeah,
like, you're right.
I like Ralph Angel because he finally showed the humility when he wanted to work with Charlie and, mm-hmm. you know, use that money mm-hmm. to salary. Because he finally got caught up in a situation he couldn't get out of. Mm. Or maybe we're actually seeing a little bit of growth from Ralph Angel, even if it's a little bit slow.
Right. No, I think we are. Because, I mean, going back to, I think, episode 3 or 4 or something, like, there's a lot of different moments where he's like, grow up. Okay, I'm the little brother. Grow up. You know, and I get that because he's getting out of the prison system. He's become reacclimating as a father and this and that and whatever. And it's a lot at once.
He's definitely growing up because in the first scene, he's stealing from the liquor store. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he had an opportunity to make extra cash with these electronics, and he didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it shows just how quickly you can get caught up in something that's not necessarily that you're the driver behind, because it was just all of a sudden now.
He was like,
goods. Like, TVs. Like, how did you even get that?
Last week, it was a couple iPods. Like, that's what I was... trying to figure out when you were like, why is he letting him punk him? I was like, why is he? Like, how do we develop so fast? But again, it kind of, as fast as it went up, it went down.
Yeah, even that one scene was such a good moment to see him finally stand up for himself. And you thought he got it, and all of a sudden he's being held up.
Right. I'm like, that's not how I thought that was going to go. Yeah,
not at all.
Gosh, but I appreciate it because even when he came to his boss, you know, my checks are a little slight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's going on, and you're not saying anything. And I love that moment. You better win.
Right.
You need to win.
And that moment was such a victory because, you know, if he said something to the PO, where are you going? You're going right back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like everything you've worked for could easily be gone just because someone says something and does something, you know.
Right.
Crazy.
But
then we finally, well, how about Remy, actually? We're going to talk about a little bit about Remy.
Y'all know how I feel about Remy.
Remy tried to play today.
So Remy, he saved the day this episode.
He saves the day almost every episode, actually.
He does. I'm so happy his character is turning out to be what it is, because I remember meeting him on the carpet and like, gosh, like, his character is wonderful. I mean, you try to play today, but it's fine. You know, we can all talk about that scene where he's sizing up
Davis. The Davis size-up scene,
And I'm like, why are you standing there? What are you doing here?
Why are you still standing there?
How are you? Nice to meet you. Okay, bye.
You know, I don't think he was sizing Davis up. I think he was standing there to, in some ways,
Charlie?
Not even protecting Charlie, but to let Charlie know that he's on the same footing with David. He's not intimidated by Davis.
That's sizing up.
No, sizing up is more like you're not man enough for me. Like, you can't hang with me. I think he just wanted to show Charlie, he can hang
like,
on his own
I'm
level.
Here.
Like, I'm here. I'm not running away from this guy. But it's all good.
But I mean, I didn't ask you though. Charlie hasn't asked him that. We as an audience member have.
Part of it was him sizing him up, not to compete with him, but just to understand who he's been hearing about this whole time. Like, I see you on TV. I keep having conversations about you. So who is this guy who has this girl going through this? Because he has to think that Charlie's a great woman, you know?
Yeah.
So
clear.
I think he wanted to see, like, for himself.
I think he wanted to show Charlie.
I think he's ready to move in on Charlie. So I think he just wanted to show her. Look.
Especially since we found out that he. Lost his wife.
Yeah.
It's like now we see the type of man that he is. He wants to be in a relationship that, you know.
Yeah.
Remy is so interesting because what I love is like we get spills of him. You know, even from the first couple episodes, like he'll be having a conversation with this person and they'll be like, oh, you used to be the dad's best friend and this, that, and the third. And it's like a lot of things like
he's
that.
A professor.
Yeah.
An
engineer. I mean, he's got a lot of unveiling to his character. You a double-minded man? No, I'm kidding. It's awesome. And so even the way they told us about his late wife and how it was just sweet and sly, and that's it. It's so Remy's style. You know, I loved her. I haven't eaten since she's been gone. Move on. And it's like, wow, like Davis would have milked everything into, you know, all about him. And no offense, but I can't stand you.
Right.
Actually, offense. Never mind.
And before we get to Davis, we have to get to Davis. But I like Prosper. I like that role.
I do too.
That like it added some really nice texture, I thought, to the episode.
That fatherly figure they missed.
I think he's
I wouldn't say replacement of the dad by any means, but he's coming in and saying, listen, somebody else loves you guys just as much, even if he didn't have to say that.
And I loved how serious he was. Like, is this going to be a one-season thing, or are we going to do this, you know?
And even if it is a one season, then that's how I'm going to look at it, too. I got to get paid. Like, let me know what it is. Don't play with me. Don't waste my time.
I'm old. I don't have the time. So, no, I'm kidding.
That's awful. Let's move on. I just caught that. I was like,
just realized what I said.
Let's go to Davis and that whole scene. It was so unexpected. I didn't know we were going to get the story. It was nice to get the story.
I didn't even know we were going to see Goldie again.
Goldie, you know what?
What were your thoughts about Goldie before we heard the story and then after we heard the story?
So, I thought she was trying to set him up. I did think that they had some type of a relationship, mm-hmm. but I still felt like she was in it for some other reason. So, after seeing it, obviously, I felt bad. I still felt that part of her telling what happened and how she did it, part of that was because she wanted Davis to know, but I felt like part of it was to kind of stab at Charlie. Like, you don't know your man.
Yeah.
And me and him, we had a relationship for 3 years.
I don't think so anymore. I feel like by the time Charlie said, I'm sorry, truly, Goldie was like, thanks,
by
girl, because
time,
this is ridiculous.
Prior
like,
to that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I,
oh okay,
I,
okay,
I,
okay.
Like, she would kind of look at her like, yes, for 3 years.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because I think she would... I think she just was so hurt. She wanted to be acknowledged, especially because she thought they essentially had a relationship.
Yeah.
Even though she knew what it was, she still thought it was like...
No, but if I was... I would have thought we had a relationship. Especially conversation.
But he's paying every single time.
So, yeah, that is... Okay,
some women are okay with that role. Like,
yeah, but she
yeah,
thought
like, it's a relationship and I am the mistress. That's my relationship. That doesn't change that it's a relationship.
It does,
I'm not
right,
the wife.
No, but it was like... But it's prostitute / mistress. Because he's still paying every time he had sex with her. And so... So she still made that into a relationship because it was so consistent over time.
But we
time.
Don't know how he's paying.
And we
you
don't know,
what I'm
right?
Like, it might
is
not
he paying her
be
school
like,
fees?
Oh, I'm leaving you money on
No. He paid the agency.
Nightstand.
But he ordered her through the agency. So every time he's seen her, he's ordering her through an agency.
No, because... Well, we don't know that because she said that the girls from their agency didn't show up. I don't think she was like, our girls...
From her,
my friends didn't show up.
I think it was her friend. Yeah, I think
no,
it was her.
I really don't. I think she's been.
I feel like it sounds like
you
their
don't
past.
Even,
you got to call me through the agency.
Yeah.
You're calling me directly.
Absolutely.
You don't
have,
you know, and you're giving me money. Probably not just when we have sex. You're probably giving me money whenever.
First, my school fees. If I decide I want to
exactly.
go, you're
but,
probably taking care of me.
But what I do think though is that she was the only one he was messing around with. Like he had his one agency girl, and like, or you know, and that was it. So maybe she got a relationship out of it.
Yeah, I do think that she was probably the only girl as well, but I just think it's interesting because, again, we go back to the conversation where Nova's saying, like, victim versus prostitute versus this versus... And then Charlie's saying, how could you call her a victim when she's getting paid? And then you see exactly what happens. You see the scene, and then you're like, okay, does she deserve to get paid? And yes, she should be acknowledged, and this, that, and the third. And then Davis was actually with... I mean, it's so many moments that you're like, what... And
had
and
she then, just been treated with a little bit of respect on Davis's part, I feel like none of this happens.
Like, he's
I
so
feel like
dumb.
When she got that phone call, if he had been nice
less,
and, like...
Less Davis.
He broke her heart with that phone call. Because, like you said, she thought they had a relationship. Even if it was an exchange for money for sex, it's a certain level of respect that she thought she deserved.
You're not going to have your friend have sex with me without my consent.
I'm your girl.
That's right. She literally was saying, listen, I know what it is with us, but you didn't tell me I signed up for you
but
and the
this
team.
This is why I think she was also trying to stab Charlie, because on that recording, that's also when he said, you're messing with me and my wife. You're doing this. I'm sure when they're together, she doesn't hear about the wife like that, or she doesn't hear about it in the context of
that's
him having her back. It was more like, oh, do what my wife doesn't do. I love that you do this because my wife doesn't do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like there was a certain level of she thinking, you know, she has a certain
I honestly
one
don't
up
even
on the
think
wife.
It was about Charlie. Like, I mean, yeah, in a
I think
sense,
at one point she wanted Charlie to know that they had something.
Something, deeper
but
than
maybe,
just
but do you think she wanted her to know out of, hey, like, you don't know your man? Or is it, hey, like, he's been hurting you too?
No, I think she only wanted her to know because Davis wouldn't acknowledge it. If Davis had acted as if he also thought it was a relationship,
right.
I think the desire to let Charlie know would have... Because
no,
at the end of the day...
She just wanted to know, like, we had something.
Yeah,
right. I need you to know.
Because she's kind of in love with Davis.
Yeah.
So, like... If Davis is not going to acknowledge it, someone has to know.
Like we've been sharing this, man. This is my man, too, basically.
Yeah.
And now he broke my heart. And he let me get raped.
And weren't we all, like, 3 years? So I was like, oh, wow.
No, I, And you know, it's crazy, even before we met Gold, like, as soon as I saw the tape, as soon as whatever episode that was, I didn't trust him anymore. I didn't trust David. So I had a feeling it had to be a relationship. There's no way. He was too sly. And I fell for it. Like, I'm petty. Like, I thought their relationship was great. I thought we were going to look at them as the golden, you know, relationship. Yeah. And then maybe Nova and her married man and see what that was about. But I didn't think we were all going to have, all three of the siblings have broken relationships.
Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it's also very realistic, but it's just heartbreaking because you're watching a show and you're like, it's fantasy. And somebody's got to be happy.
And the one couple we love on TV and Vi in Hollywood, hopefully.
They got some drama too.
Hopefully they can stay intact. God.
Getting thick on the next episode.
Yeah.
You know, she's, I don't know.
Those
man.
Previews. But one line I did want to bring up was the line that she gives to Davis of, "You're a monster and you turn me into one too."
Yeah.
That was so powerful because it was almost recognizing her own way she was kind of victim shaming.
Absolutely. Like,
so
she just did it 45 minutes ago in the beginning of the episode. Absolutely.
Right. Because even when she went to meet with her, she never met with her and asked her side of the story. It was just like, how much money do you want?
Because she knew Davis did not, she was always steadfast in the fact that Davis did not rape her.
But you know what? And even Davis saying it before they walked out made him, that's how I knew we were walking into a real relationship. Because just so you know, I definitely didn't rape her.
And I believed him. When he said that line, I was like, I believed him,
but because I realized, then that means if they had to have a relationship, you just had sex with somebody who either caught you or whatever. And then, of course, I didn't know it was a second layer.
We still been wondering, like, how come the team isn't involved? Like, why is she going so hard on Davis?
Yeah. And we know.
And that's why they didn't want to be in the same case with him. Yeah. We were wondering all of those things.
But the team is still at fault. Like, I don't care if someone says, hey...
I want some justice for Goldie. I want to see someone go to jail for this rape. And so I'm hoping they flesh it out. I wonder if it'll just die as a story.
Davis doesn't have... It's also like such a interesting tale about like how certain males, or relationships in general, certain people think they have control over the other person's body. Yeah. Davis literally dictated what was going to happen to her body that night. And then at the end of the day, she's only going after the person who dictated what's going to happen to her body. Except... You know, instead of the people who did something to her body.
Well, she might be still going after them.
She might, but I'm just saying, right now we're very focused on him, and it's just very interesting because he literally was like, yeah, you can take advantage of her.
Yeah.
He's saying he didn't. I don't believe anything else he says anymore. So it's just, that's an eerie.
I kind of believed him when he said he didn't say it, but that's why I think it still has a lot to do with him not having any remorse that, well, I got raped.
No, the conversation. She said, didn't you get paid, though?
Doesn't mean that he said, oh, you guys could have your way with her. I paid him. They could have paid him her himself, themselves.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think
because I believed him. I believed him when he said, I didn't tell them that. Like, I never told him. You didn't believe him?
No, I didn't believe him.
Maybe he looks like a monster now. At that time.
Yeah. No, I don't believe. I think
Davis tricked me
from that phone. Again. From that phone call, I think it was fairly clear he didn't necessarily value her.
He didn't even care. Yeah. Yes, so I did. I didn't.
Leaving the room,
matter.
And your boys are going, "Oh my god, our girl's didn't show up." And he's like, "Okay, go ahead, Goldie." You know, and I think that's how it went down.
But you think they asked him, like, "Davis, can we have Goldie?"
Well, I think... Well,
you feel me? Like, this is the only prostitute that's here.
Here's the thing. Right. I think David... Yeah, I think they said... Yeah, and I think he said, have at it. But I think he thought that she would be consenting. I don't think he thought he was saying, go rape her.
Yes,
he
said, I agree.
Because
he was like, you've done this.
Because why would
stuff,
she
like,
say no? Because why would you say no? We've already had these situations.
Right.
So
he was like, you started in gang. Like, now you got a problem with it? I can't believe he said that to her.
That's crazy.
He's making us happy to repeat these lines.
I know.
We're done. Yeah, we're done. I just said it. I can't believe oh my gosh. I
can't believe you started off that
way. When he came in the studio, you lied to us. You lied to us.
No idea what's going that deep.
But I think they really did play the reality of that situation. I kept trying to think of what was the scenario. And that scenario, that makes sense.
That
does
make sense.
Well, so, okay, I hate to beat a dead horse, but just to bring to light what we were talking about in the studio, when it comes to the money situation, what do we say about that? Do we say it's like she should have taken him in trial? I mean, we can't speak for her, but like, I don't know.
The $3 million?
Yeah.
Well... To me, I saw it as she didn't... I don't think she wanted Davis in jail. Because now it's clear to me she loves Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was hurt by Davis and she wanted acknowledgement. And why not also get $3 million?
Right.
And at least $3 million is something that's going to hurt him, make it... It'll, you know, he'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think whenever you're so not acknowledged by someone, I think you just want to see something, whether it's pain or if it's acknowledgement.
So on top of being raped, she had her heart broke, and she wants to let him know because she had the whole letter written out, like, Davis, I've known you for, like, she needed that closure to tell him, like, look, you allowed me to get raped, regardless if you're not taking responsibility for it, but we need to sit down, and I need you to know.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's crazy.
That is...
But let's go into our predictions for next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So we didn't really talk about this today, but Nova and Shawty from the radio station.
Oh yeah. You know what? Before we hit predictions.
Yeah. Let's talk about
Well, I guess there are some predictions we need to predict in the past. But it's clear to me something happened between those two, and I'm interested in seeing where this goes. And the cop who's also married.
Yes.
Nova, of course, has the most deepest. Like she's just so. She's so deep, like, and they all are, but it's just so funny because you've got the married man, and now we know that you've had a relationship. Like, it's like, how is all this happening to one girl?
And because she's so centered, it almost seems like it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Where
it's like it's okay that you have all these mixed relationships. You don't know how you feel or who you want to be with. I mean, it's just tough. The whole married man thing's already irritating me because I'm like. It's just not cool. Like, I don't understand
But it feels like she has some higher purpose behind it. Because I feel like she's so spiritual and she seems so grounded and so aware of self that you're like, well, this must be a right choice. Let me see how it's going to work.
And that's the thing. I guess I shouldn't have said I don't understand. I should have. I mean, this is reality in a lot of people's world. So it's like for them to write it in a way that we're like, it's like that's how it goes sometimes. So. It's just so funny how many pieces comes with each character. And I've said that every episode.
She definitely seems to be aware of self, but she's not.
She's not, though. We know more about her than she does.
And with the $10,000 that she called up for the bail bond, she's turning into Ralph Angel.
And then, and then next episode, we can see that in the preview, she's saying, stealing is a harsh word, and I didn't do that. Yes. It's like, no, but you did.
And that's another instance of where she's putting other people before her family, because Ralph Angel just said he wants to get paid. Yeah. And you go and take $10,000 to take care of somebody else. Your brother needs money and a job, and he wants to do this work.
And he's really trying.
She just ignores
I know. But to her, Too Sweet's life is at risk, because he just got jumped in jail, and so...
But family
what's the right decision? No, because she's also this is her.
Yeah,
yeah it's too. I mean, we have to love him as much as we love Ralph Angel. Can we pin two men?
I don't think we have to love him as much.
Okay, maybe not as much.
But she clearly is close with Too Sweet, and she knows or she believes he might die if he stays in jail any longer.
He probably might. And so, you okay with that?
Yes, over my brother having to go back to jail or go out and get killed himself. Yes, I'm going to take care of my brother before I take care of this other man.
But Nova doesn't.
Obviously, it's not. That's not Nova. But
does Nova even know at this point that Ralph Angel's unemployed? I don't think so. She just knows he's got this idea or this plan.
Hey, she hasn't asked, though. She doesn't ask him anything.
He just said, I want to do this. And you just said, yeah, you should, but I'm going to take the money so you can.
Exactly.
I'm going to give her a little bit of, not a pass, but because she's stealing from the family. But at the same time, she does believe she's probably saving a life.
It's always a... Catch-22, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but it's always...
Like a little balance.
It's you don't know which... She always has this double thing.
I don't even think she thought about it. She's
too busy trying to fight the system that she don't even see what's going on in her own house. Family.
Yeah, that's the tough part, because definitely, Too Sweet possibly is at... is definitely at a risk. Let me not say possibly. He is. But she doesn't consult anyone else when she deals with some of this stuff. And all of them do that. They all think they can handle situations themselves, and they all blow up in their face. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Everybody.
And I'm like, how do they not walk around looking into this place like, ooh, blew up in your face too? Y'all should look at each other's faces and be like, we should actually talk to each other and figure out how to, because if Auntie's not there, I don't know what y'all gonna do.
And I like that they brought up that prison system too, with waiting for the public defender, and
was super sad.
Because literally, when I worked for the public defender, and if I couldn't get to that person by 5 p.m. or sometimes I try to stay a little bit later, then they're going to be in jail for the weekend, and that's your life. But there's just way too many people for.
But you're not about to go get $10,000 and bail them out, though.
Well,
you have to have $10,000 first.
I have to have access to that $10,000. But who knows?
That's hilarious. He was like, I mean, maybe I could. Yeah.
But yeah, I did like that it highlighted that again with the prison system. And Ava DuVernay's documentary, what is it, 13th? That's coming out, what is it, Friday?
It's like this week.
This weekend on Netflix. So
it's such a great
it'll
Netflix.
It'll be interesting to watch that.
She's been killing it,
man. Y'all better Netflix and chill on this weekend, okay?
Seriously.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to watch that and then see how that documentary kind of ties into the storytelling here with Queen Sugar.
I want
to
work with them. I wonder if they have touched base with, like, the Innocence Project and stuff like that, because I used to be, not used to be, but that's how I started getting really passionate about this, like, learning so much about this system. And the show's even revealing even more stuff, and there's a couple other shows that do the same, but it's sad because, again, it leaves me in that moment. It's like, what can we do?
What do we do?
I'm
supposed to just talk
about it. I hate that. What do we do?
Yeah.
Because everything about this episode was so real. Like,
well, watch the documentary and then have discussions about it.
You know? Then what do we do after that?
Oh, because then you start to write your legislators and your congressmen and figure out how to reach them and contact them. But I do think parts of the problem we don't even know yet.
Right.
You know, privatized prisons. But what exactly about them is, and how are they operating in a way that they're hurting the inmates, and how do we then reach out to the correct
what
people?
What specific, yeah.
And so I think just information right now is the biggest power, and I think after that you'll take that information.
That is a big step, because for a while we didn't even have the information. Yeah. Like, it wasn't this mass.
The
it
term,
wasn't,
The term mass incarceration. What did that mean to you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? I knew it was an issue, but it didn't have any meaning to me until kind of this moment.
Yeah, that's...
And then it's just amazing because we see it in documentaries, and it's great that I was doing another one, but now we're seeing it in the art, we're seeing it more in the music, we're seeing it in different ways, so that those of us who may have known about it already, now it's getting communicated to those who wouldn't have watched that documentary
or read
that
article. And it brings us to a call
to
action.
And we're starting to feel
more
what it means. Because sometimes you can understand something but not feel it, and because you don't feel it, you don't really do something about it.
Oh, that's the worst.
You think it's far removed from you.
Yeah, it's a problem, but I'm sure it'll get handled, as opposed to, oh, I need to be involved and figure out how we can handle this. But that's why I like Queen Sugar and all the conversations it sparks. It's good stuff.
It does.
But let's get to those predictions.
Okay, so I mean, obviously we saw like a quick snippet of Nova, and that was Reagan Gomez, I think. And I think she's going to be with her. I think that might be like her girlfriend. I don't think it's going to be a fling. And I think we're going to just see Vi go off on Hollywood because we're about to see that whole story unfold. And I'm interested to see how I'm looking forward to that part.
Knowing Hollywood, though, and the man so far that we're getting to, you know, the character as well, I want to still trust him. I want to believe it was all good. And, like, he obviously had good intentions. Everyone in the show has good intentions. So it's funny to see that Vi is probably going to pop off just because of the honesty factor has been broken. But is she the forgiving type? Is she? I don't know. I mean, she is, but in her relationship?
I don't know. But at the same time, with Hollywood and that whole situation there, it's sort of an unintended situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm not clear how long they've been together, but I feel like at this point he should have told her.
I think they're like, take time. I don't think it's going to be one of those, she's forgiving him by the end of the episode.
True,
is going to have to take time. But I think eventually she might. Once she understands the situation, she might.
I don't know. She might have a little something to prosper. They seem, maybe there was a little spark.
I want Auntie Vi to be with Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood should have been honest.
He should have.
Because I feel like if he was honest, she would have been understanding.
And I don't see the necessary forgiveness, because I know, or I'm almost certain by the end of next episode, he'll still be married. And as long as he's still married, I think she's not going to be good with it.
And then the way she finds out is not even just between the three of them. It's in front of the whole family at a barbecue, looks
like. Dang, that's why Prosper's back in town.
And we already know she had a little bit of insecurity with being an older woman. Right. And here goes, And here they kind of look alike a little bit. So she could have been her younger self, so who knows.
Lord, I'm
but the best part will be we will have Tina Lifford in studio next week.
Yes.
So we will hear from her.
Great episode to have her.
Yeah, so guys, if you're watching, make sure you stay tuned for next week, because Tina will be here and Auntie Vi will spill all the secrets.
Yes, she probably won't, but it's fine. Okay, so I guess my predictions, definitely the Nova taking the money out is going to blow up in her face. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that and keep your covers on. That was a joke. Y'all laugh. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So that's one. And then, you know, I just want to see what's I want to see what if Micah gets the truth about what his dad did. Mm. Yeah. If Charlie protects him from that whole truth, and do we think? I don't know what I think yet. I'm not a mom. I don't know what that would be like. But I would love to see Micah as a male reacting to finding out what his dad does. And then, you know, I don't know if Charlie and Remy are ready for each other next week, but you know I'm ready for them.
Finally,
I think I'm finally on board. Yeah. I think I'm finally this week finally got me. I'm on board. Remy, I got your back. All good. Yes.
Yeah. I like what you said with Micah. I would think if she's raising her kid responsibly, she tells him the full story. He's old enough now, and this might be the last time that a story like that might change the person he is. Do you know what I mean? Because he's just at that age where he's already probably just pretty much who he's going to be in terms of the way he views the world. Mm-hmm. And so I think that story, because that story I thought was so interesting from Davis because he almost normalized it.
Yes.
It was, even though I'm paying for sex, but I'm paying for sex with just one woman, so I'm not on the road screwing all the groupies. I got just one person who's, like, loyal.
And you're supposed to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
He's and so crazy.
So he almost had a moral, you know, to that, what was happening, that morality that he had created. And so you hope that's not passed down to the kid. And we'll see what happens, I guess, with the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend.
I know, we still haven't heard anything.
Yeah, no. That storyline.
Micah's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Gosh, you're over it.
She's not. We need to find... They're young. He could find somebody else.
I mean, you know, show, right? Micah. Let me sound like a... Yeah. Like a you're so right. She can't be coming with it.
And then I think I predict just a total breakdown for Nova. Probably,
I think
probably
she needs not. One.
Yeah. But
at this point.
Because she's almost the most broken... And we haven't necessarily realized it this entire time.
But I think we know and she doesn't. Again, yeah, like, yeah, I really think she... Because even Charlie's had a few seconds of pain. And Ralph, we saw that he came with his ex. I don't know. It's like everyone...
A lot of people were falling into situations. I felt like Nova was creating her own poor situation.
I think we might see a breakdown because certain things are coming to light. So Charlie sees, like, oh, you're dealing with the married man. So certain things that she keeps closed is going to start to come out. And she's going to have to deal with it because she can't hide it anymore.
I can't imagine Charlie and Nova having a civilized conversation about males right now, like, which makes me sad because, like... Your man cheated on you and with this whatever, and you're with a married man. Let's have a sister conversation.
That's like, going to create, right. Yeah, that'll create some real distance between them.
They're going to have, yeah, and it's like already so far, right. I feel like. That I don't know. Wow.
Well.
Hey, guys, we're out of breath now.
Let me tell you. Well, guys, we are so glad you guys joined us. I want you guys to stay tuned next week for Tina Lifford. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays.
We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place.
See ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.